Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, September 10th. You know, I just realized that yesterday was my dad's birthday, and it's not like I forgot. I called him and everything.
Yeah.
But I forgot to wish it to him on the air. Happy birthday. And not that he listens or anything.
Aw.
Yeah. But no, they've got other things on their mind than to listen to my shows. But happy birthday, Dad. He's 81. So he was born in the same year as Joan Rivers was.
Right. I was thinking, who else is 81?
Yeah, that's 1933. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine being born before World War II?
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
I mean, the world has been through so many changes since then.
Yeah.
That these people have seen a lot.
Definitely. You
know, they know poverty. They know war.
Seen everything.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know, disease, things like that, you know. And then suddenly things improve and the computer information revolution and all that. And suddenly everything is different, you know. Mm-hmm. And we find ourselves with a Apple Watch.
Right. Consumed by Apple.
I'm telling you, Apple totally changed the world. And who would have thought, you know, 1933, right, where we would be. You know, I'm trying to sometimes, it's hard to fathom where the world would be 80 years from now, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, in 80 years, the world has changed quite a bit.
Yeah.
And it changes faster now,
mm-hmm,
than it ever has.
Flying cars.
Yeah. Well, we won't know, right?
Yeah, I guess,
yeah,
not.
We'll get pretty close.
Maybe if I live to 100.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I don't know if I want to live to 100. You know, it's like, well, I guess if you're healthy, it's okay, right? But still, I mean, you see everybody dying off except you, you know? Did you ever see that movie, The Green Mile?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it was...
But it's a classic.
Yeah. And... I think it was that movie, right? If I'm not mistaken, I know it was Tom Hanks. It was probably that where he wouldn't die, you know, and he wouldn't age. He would just stay the same, and he was finding out that everybody's dying except him, you know. And it's not easy to handle when, yeah, everybody dies around you.
Yeah, that's sad.
Right?
I don't know how easy that is to deal with.
Yeah.
Not very.
No. So, you know, I don't know, but...
I think it's about the state of living. I mean, if I was not functioning well, it's a different story.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be around. But it's funny because it's not really up to us, you know?
I know.
I mean, you know, you can stay sick for years, and that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But, you know, all we can do is hope that we don't, you know? My dad, his Parkinson's is starting to show and stuff, and... It's pretty tough, you know.
Yeah,
I mean, it's like, to me, it seems like you're heading for a what is the word I'm looking, like towards a drop, you know, and mm-hmm, like when you're like on a boat or something, there's like a big drop, you know, like a,
yeah,
waterfall or something, you know, which is probably going to be deadly. That's what it's like. It's like you kind of sit there, you know where you're going, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
You know, so
sad.
We'll see. But he accepts it. He says it's not like a surprise to me, you know.
That's good.
And, yeah. So at least he's got the right attitude. But we'll see, you know. I mean, the interesting thing about Parkinson's is that although your body goes, your mind stays sharp, you know. So,
right.
But it's hard, man. You have to feed them and everything. It's like, oh, I can't even think about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's so terrible. But people, and, you know, nobody's equipped to deal with it. Before you know it, your parents are too old. You need to take care of them.
Right.
And, it changes life completely.
Yeah, definitely. It's,
yeah,
not just a disease for that one person. It's for,
yeah, for everybody.
It impacts a lot of people.
Yeah, it really does. So we'll see. But I'm planning on going seeing them soon. So I don't know when, but I'm hoping around November or something. You know, so
awesome.
I'll take some time off or something, and I'll go see them because, you know, they're getting older. You
yeah,
know? You don't know what they'll be like when you go there again, you know?
Right.
So the shit we have to deal with, man.
Yeah.
In a few minutes, we're going to talk to Max Tucci, who is a host, a longtime host here on LA Talk Radio. And he travels all over the world, so we'll find out where he is today. Might be in Miami, actually. I think that's where his new home is. But he's all over the place. He travels to Italy. He's got a home there, all that stuff, you know.
Sounds great.
Yeah, got to be nice. Yeah. So we're going to talk to him in a few minutes. Yeah, he was supposed to call 2 weeks ago, and he forgot. He totally forgot. And we're sitting here waiting for him to call.
Oh,
I know, it's funny.
Everyone has those days.
Yeah. So we were talking about the new iPhone yesterday. Did you actually get to see it?
I didn't know, but I was going to bring it up because I saw your Facebook post saying they've done it again and it's great.
Yeah, it really looks, it's really beautiful. You know, I think they changed the design almost completely.
Have you seen it in person?
No, not in person. The pictures, though.
Just on the photos.
But it's sort of like rounded corners, not the sharp ones that are
now.
Yeah,
I heard it was curved.
Right, and it seems a little bit thinner, too, I think.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm eager to see them. And yeah, because when you think about it, the phone really hasn't changed since the 4. You know, when you think about it.
It's true. It got a little bit bigger. But
yeah, the 5 did. Yeah. But as far as the shape of it, it hasn't really changed in like 3-4 generations of the iPhone. So this one is definitely a detour of where they were before. And I'm looking forward to it. What can I say, you know?
I was reading all the different qualities that the phone has. Uh-huh. It has faster Wi-Fi and a better camera, and it allows you to get Wi-Fi even when you're in an area that you wouldn't be able to get.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to find the article now.
Yeah.
But it was, there was a lot of
new things.
And it wasn't necessarily new things.
Right.
It was just things that enhanced.
Right.
That would enhance everything. There's a longer battery, so it's supposed to last for up to 24 hours,
well,
which I don't think I'll believe. But.
Yeah, I know. It always depends on what you're doing, you know? I mean, it's not... You can't know how long a battery lasts because, you know, some days I don't text or call at all and it stays at 90%, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then some days, you know, in the middle of the day, it's like at 10%. So it's hard to know, but... it obviously depends on what you do on there, you know.
And there's there's the front-facing camera can take burst selfies, which means you can pick the picture that you, where you don't have a double chin. I guess they take so many that you can choose the best one.
Right.
And there's a better panorama setting.
Uh-huh.
And then the Wi-Fi. There's no autocorrect, I guess. So instead of...
Maybe it's optional, though. Yeah, I know, but I can't believe they would do away with it. I mean, it's pretty helpful. And maybe there's just a choice to turn it off or something.
It's a predictive keyboard.
Oh, okay. Whatever that means.
So it's the one where it kind of guesses what you're saying.
Right.
Like the older phones used to have.
Yeah. But I don't know if I want that. I mean, do you want it to guess what
you're... I agree, I wouldn't want that.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's probably going to guess something wrong.
But apparently it makes you stop accidentally typing duck and other words like that when you're not meaning to say that.
I know. This texting is funny, man.
And there's up to 14 hours of video time running on the battery alone.
Wow.
See, I just don't believe that.
I know. It's hard to believe, right?
Like, I just don't believe it.
It's such a big leap from what we have now.
And obviously, like they're saying, there's better, the games are better because...
it's faster or something.
It has an A8 processor and a 64 byte chip, so it makes the games look better.
Right.
I guess the screen.
Right.
And then also when you're in the shade, you don't have to squint, or when you're in the sun, you don't have to squint and look at the screen.
Oh, wow.
The screen.
Cool. Is it 64 byte or 64 bit? 64-bit, right?
Yes.
Right. Just correct you. So you, at least you have someone to correct you.
Thank you.
Somewhere else you'd be embarrassed. But no, that's fine. Most people don't know that. It's for computer geeks.
Yeah. But it's 50% faster than the original model.
Wow, that's pretty fast.
Which is, yeah.
Yeah. Because actually, you know, we forget how slow they used to be. But the other day, I took a picture with one old iPhone. And my God, from the time I pressed the camera till it took the picture, it took a few seconds.
Oh, some of them are slow. Yeah. Yeah. Some of them are really slow.
Okay, here goes Max. Let's go ahead and pick it up. Good morning, Max. How you doing?
Hey, Sam. How are you? How you doing, Charlotte?
Hi.
Great. We're doing great. Max Tucci, of course, calling from. Where are you today?
From Miami Beach.
Miami Beach.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm here today in this endless summer.
Yeah. I'm telling you, Max, are you on a speakerphone? Can you pick up by any chance?
I'm not. I'm on a cell phone.
Oh, okay.
You know how I travel. Is that better?
I don't know, but it's okay. It sounds like you're on a speakerphone, but that's okay. So you're in Miami this morning. Is that? And we were discussing this. So is that your home now?
I do. I live here in Miami Beach, Florida, and I just got a home in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. And that's in addition to your 22 homes around the world, right?
Yeah, now 23. Yeah, it's fun. Life is good.
Yeah, I'm telling you. You know how to live, man. Excuse me.
You know how it goes, Sam. So do you. Well, I hear your show.
It depends. It depends, you know. But, you know, the amazing thing is that I've yet to meet anybody who doesn't like to travel. You know, it's sort of like the ultimate thing. You know, when you ask people, what are you going to do when you retire? Or if you didn't have to work, it's travel.
Right.
And Max gets to do it all the time, you know. So kudos to you, Max, for taking life by the testicles and running with it.
Taking life to the max.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
That was my first show here. When you all, like back in the day when I first started with you, To the Max was the first show.
Right, exactly. And to those of you just joining us, Max Tucci is a host on one of our shows. He's got a show that's called Max and Friends, and it used to be called To the Max. Living to the Max, so Max has been broadcasting his show from New York, from Miami, from Colorado, and
from Italy
as well. That's right.
All around the world.
All around the world. You know, it's the amazing thing of the internet. You know, but your show is a lot of fun. I mean, you've been doing it for what, 5-6 years already, Max?
It's like I'm going on what? LA Talk Radio is going on what? They're almost seventh year next May, right? February.
Next February. Wow, great memory, man.
So I'll be 7 years in May next year.
Wow. Wow, amazing, man. It's such an amazing thing, right? I mean, you think, you know, who has so much to say for 7 years? But apparently there's a lot to say.
Well, you know, the good thing about Max and Friends is, you know, and like it's booking guests.
Right.
So as long as we can find guests who are willing to talk, then I love it.
That's
you know, and recently we've had some fun people, crazy fun people, from Jackie Collins. Joan Collins is going to come on the show too.
Oh, wow.
And you know, really fun Lisa Lampanelli, the cast of Orange is the New Black have come on. So we've had like fun times there.
Awesome, okay, awesome. Great. And how do you get a hold of all these celebrities? You have your ways? Do you know people?
You know what? You tweet them, I know them, and then you just continue to tweet them.
Right.
But, you know, obviously now 7 years, we have so much credibility on the show that literally it's a pickup phone call to publicists, and they are jumping on it. So
that's true, yeah.
It's pretty easy now.
And it, yeah,
I remember when I first started, Sam, it was a bitch to get people on.
Wasn't it, though?
You know,
I know.
7 years later, it's different.
I know. That's what I tell new hosts. I say, you know, in the beginning, you got to look for guests, but then they find you, you know. Mm-hmm. You don't have to look for them.
You know, here's the thing. I think if you're that's why I'm still doing it, because I'm passionate about it.
Right.
You know, if you're just doing it because you want to have a radio show, because you want to have a name, there's a difference than your passion.
Right.
So, you know, people, that's why people come and go. And that's why I'm here, as long as you guys are, because it's a passion for me.
Right, exactly. And, you know, running a business or a career, it's the same thing. You know, you got to have the passion for it. You can't go in for the money, you know, because if you don't have that satisfaction from your work, no amount of money in the world is going to make you feel better about it.
Yeah, and it's
absolutely. And you know, I got to tell you, we're speaking about my guests that have come on the show. Do you know that I was supposed to have Joan Rivers on the show to promote her new book?
Wow. Wow.
So we're going to have a psychic come on, and we're going to speak to the other side, and hopefully we can find her.
Yeah.
But, you know, TMZ just reported like 5 minutes ago, this is breaking news. I'm going to drop it here first because this is what we do on Max and Friends with hot topics. TMZ is reporting that day clinic that she went to, mm-hmm. reportedly, allegedly, are to blame for her death because they should not have done that. What they were doing in that office, it should have been in a hospital.
Oh wow!
So they're saying basically that her vocal cords slammed shut, and they weren't prepared for that.
Wow.
So that's what TMZ is just reporting as we speak. It's all over Twitter like 3 minutes ago.
Wow.
So there's going to be some hot fire there. You know, that people have like literally protested and they want to blow the place up. Like there's been death threats to that clinic.
I can imagine. Joan,
people just need to calm down.
She has loyal fans, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Joan Ranges.
Yeah. I know.
No, but, really... It sucks that, you know, we've been working on getting her on the show, and they were like, oh, you know, when she has the book, we'll put her on. And then finally, the new book came out,
right.
And we were excited, and, you know, the emails were going back and forth. And then I was like, are you kidding? So, you know, but we have good psychics on the show that can reach the other side. So
yeah, there you go.
You have
great psychics on the show.
But, you know, we've got a bunch. We've got everybody from psychics to sex talk.
Right.
We've had mistresses from Heidi Fleiss, housewives of all the different housewives brand. You know, it's fun. Mac and Friends really has become a fun place. So
awesome.
I have to thank you, Sam, for giving me the platform.
Well, you know, I mean, it's up to you, really. And to prove that, you now have a TV show, right?
Here's the deal. I got to tell you, because it all stemmed with the whole radio show.
Okay.
Again, you know, in the industry of entertainment, it's all about credibility. So if you have the credibility to be an on-air host and a voice and a talent, you get noticed. It's that simple. So if you don't have the credibility, it's, you know, it's a little bit harder. You have to prove yourself.
Right.
So after all these years, you know, I've been up, Sam, I got to tell you, for tons of TV shows. I've done some. I was on America's Next Top Model. You know, I had my cooking shows. I've been doing TV for a while.
Right.
But I've always wanted to host my own television show that was like Max and Friends. Basically, the interviews that I do on radio, I wanted to parlay onto television and bring the celebrities, newsmakers, and entertainers, and everyday people, inspiring people to the show. So we shot 7 episodes, which was the first season. It got picked up. It's on SFL, the CW in South Florida. And we've had some great guests, Grammy-nominated Sophie B. Hawkins. And what's fun is, like, literally I had Sophie on the radio show on Sunday. 2 days later, we taped the TV show. So it's been a lot of fun. David Bromstead from HGTV. Then there's been people that no one knows about, which is a lot of fun. This young man named Jackie, who was in this beautiful village called SOS Children's Village, which is in South Florida. It's kind of like an orphanage, but it's for children who are in the system and, you know, need foster homes. And his life is so inspiring, and no one knows who he is, but now SFL down here has like 2 million viewers, so people know his inspiring story. So it's really turned into something great, and it's all because, really, of Max and Friends and being able to interview. And that's why the show is organically delicious, because it's part of my flow and part of my personality.
Yeah. You see, Charlotte, you stick around, you'll get your own TV show, too. You know?
It sounds interesting, though, and it sounds like a show that people would want to watch, because it's relatable. It's what people want to watch. They want to know.
You know what it is? You'll appreciate this. It's the old Barbara Walters-style interviews.
Right.
Where, not Oprah, where we go on stage. We go into their home, into their studio, where they're most comfortable, where they grew up. So we're really filling that old-school Barbara Walters-style interview that's not on television anymore and giving you stories. You know, Oprah says everyone has a story that needs to be told, and I finish it with, and we're going to tell it.
Yeah.
So that's really what the show is. We sit down one-on-one, old-school Barbara Walters-style interviews, and I've made all of my guests so far cry.
Wow. That's pretty cool, you know. Which and that's the funny. Thing is that, you know, I feel celebrities get enough attention, you know, but I think it's thanks to people like us who are not celebrities to actually bring on those interesting people, help them out, get their story out, you know, get people to help them and stuff. You know, there's a lot of these people and they're so interesting, you know, so you don't need celebrities to make your show work.
No, here's the thing, too. They work if you talk about everything except their celebrity.
Right.
Where they came from, their struggles, not their CDs, their movies. When you talk about them, they become more fascinating as opposed to what they do.
Right.
So that's what works for me with celebrities is we're telling their story. And that's why the tears are so authentic, because they're going to, you know, they think they're coming to promote a CD or a movie or a book, and yet they're telling their life story and they're revisiting it, and it gets emotional. So I think it shows that they're all human too, which is what I really wanted to base the show about, that we can't just raise these people up on platforms and think they're invincible when inside, just because they have a smile, they could be in total hurt and pain.
Right.
Hiding something that everyone doesn't know,
Yeah, you know. And so let me ask you this. I mean, can people who are not in Florida watch this? Do you guys stream on the internet or anything?
Absolutely. Well, you know, here's the deal. I always believe in the power of words. So syndication since day one has been on my lips. So the show, I'm convinced and sure, will be syndicated eventually. But if you're not in South Florida, you go to Channel 16, which is the number 16, channel16live.com. We have, I believe there's 5 episodes up right now, so you could stream them there. And then if you're in Florida, it's every Sunday morning at 11 o'clock on SFL to CW.
Wow. 11 o'clock in the morning?
11 o'clock evening. Sunday morning.
Oh,
I like run parallel with Oprah's Super Soul Sunday.
Yeah. So that's what you do Sunday, and then you have your show, your radio show Sunday night. For those of you wanting to catch Max's show, it's on Sundays at 8 p.m. Pacific time on Channel 1 right here on LA Talk Radio. And it's a great show. You know, Max has always got, I mean, you've really grown into the role. You know, I remember you, like everybody else, were a little nervous in the beginning, but you know, and I mean,
I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah,
you know, when you know better, you do better. Yeah. When I got behind the mic the first time, I had no clue, Sam, what I was doing, and I just said, you know what, I'm just going to talk the whole hour.
Yeah,
and here we are, 6 years later. I don't talk as much now.
Right.
I listen a lot more, but
that's true.
It turned out to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, but just being able to talk so much for an hour is pretty pretty cool. You know, I can't do it. Yeah. You know, I mean, once I try to
do it. You know, and I was able to. You know, I did shows by myself. I didn't have guests a lot
right,
of the time.
Right.
So it's a gift to be able to talk for that full hour and know that air silence is dead. Once you're silent on air, you've lost the listeners.
That's
so
true.
So just to keep talking and filling in space, which I have to tell you, it's great in radio. But when you're doing like other things that I do and TV and all that stuff, they're like, okay, just slow down and take a breath. And, you know, you can be quiet for a minute. So it's been a new journey.
Yeah.
You can take those pauses.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I once tried to do the show by myself when this show was 2 hours long. And one time my co-host did not come. I mean, this was the first year that we did this.
Mm.
And I thought, you know what? I'm going to do the show by myself. So I get like a lot of materials, a lot of material ready and everything. Went on the air. Talked so fast and went through everything so fast that in 20 minutes I was done.
Oh, no.
And it's like, what do I do now?
Well, you know, the blessing too is when, you know, people who are breaking into this industry, be able to afford a music catalog or have friends in the industry that will send you music to play. Because once you have music, you could take that 4-minute break and
that's
it really
true.
Fills in time, but get good songs. You know, like this Sunday, well, we're having a great show because we're kind of doing like the American Idol thing. I've done it before with YouTube stars where we have them come on and we have executives either discover them or tell them maybe this isn't the right industry for you, you know, obviously in a gentle way. So this Sunday we have 2 new great musicians, singers coming on the show, and I have some really great industry people coming on, and who knows, maybe this Sunday we'll have some really new talent discovered on Max and Friends.
Wow, sounds cool.
Yeah, sounds really cool.
Wow.
That's the fun part. That's just fun.
Yeah.
And then Sunday during the day, we have on the show, on the TV show, we have Grammy-nominated Sophie B. Hawkins telling her story. You know, damn, wish I was your lover.
Right, yeah,
so
I remember
coming on
her.
The show. We had a great sit-down.
Right.
And she'll be on, and then that night, so It's good, Sam. It's a good place right now.
Wonderful. Do you still have some of your former co-hosts, or maybe not former, but because I haven't talked to you in a while. I used to run Max's shows, so I knew everything that was going on, but now I'm not so sure. So, I mean, do you still have, like, Tamara and those people on the show?
Well, you know, Tamara got married.
Right.
And she has such a successful career now, and the radio, you know, did help her.
Right.
Credibility, again. So she became even more successful in relationship coaching, so she's doing that. But if in the event that I'm traveling I can't make it, that's why I love Max and Friends, because I can call on these people to say, listen, do you guys want to do the show tonight? And they'll jump in to fill in. I don't like to play replays too much, or the best of shows, I like to call them.
Right.
I like to have fresh content. So I still call Tamara from time to time. I had a great co-host on doing Hot Topics, Sandy Coffey. Then I have another great... I like the Hot Topic co-host.
Yeah.
You know, where you can't give up your mic the whole time, Sam, you know.
Right. No, that's true. That's
so they come in for Hot Topics, and Bree Bythewood from Bravo's Blood, Sweat, and Heels, she's going to join me. So, and then, you know, on the page, I have a list of all these great people that really, whenever there's a topic to discuss in the news or about health or psychics or love or whatever, I've created this amazing circle of friends where they're on the page at latalkradio.com/Max. You can see all these professionals in their certain industries and fields that I love and that I have come on the show. So that really helps, too, when you're developing a show, to have great contacts and bring them on your show. You know, don't be selfish. Bring people on.
That's true. All right. Well, Max Tucci, the show is Max and Friends. Sundays at 8 p.m. Pacific time on Channel 1 right here on LA Talk Radio. And it's your TV show is in South Florida.
I Am the People.
What's it called?
Oh, I Am the People with Max Tucci.
Okay,
and
yeah,
basically, I'll give you the tagline before we go.
Okay.
I Am the People. I've always wanted to do a show where I can introduce you to celebrities, newsmakers, and everyday people. Whichever they may be, they are all inspiring. So that's... Mac, that's I Am the People with Max Tucci. So find out who I keep my eye on the show, and find out, tune in to Max and Friends. But here's real quick, I got to drop this because I have a note from my publishers here and my publicist. The show, we have two more episodes for season one, which is Sophie B. Hawkins and David Bromstead from HGTV. Then, because we didn't know the show was going to take off and do so great, I did, but, you know, they didn't. We're going to come into season two starting later in this year with a whole new intro, all new music, and really exciting guests. So the show's not going anywhere. It's just going into a second season with a whole new format and look. So
sounds great.
Awesome. That's exciting. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah, you're always evolving, That's a good thing. All right, Max.
Well, when you have people like Sam who believe in you, you can evolve.
Well,
no, it's true.
You,
so I really, you know, I give you a lot of credit.
Thank
because
you.
You're
humbled.
Starting careers at LA Talk Radio.
Yeah, I guess so. I'm humbled by that. I really appreciate you saying that and everything. And I do get that from people every once in a while, and it's a great feeling, you know. And that's what it's all about giving people the opportunity to be on radio, and you know, maybe you know, into TV later and all that stuff, you know, on the internet. But
you're doing video streaming now, right? Like, isn't that a new package that you guys have?
Yeah,
I got the email.
Well, yeah, we're going to start soon, Max, and it's going to be awesome. So whenever you're in L.A., you're due to come to L.A., man. I haven't seen you in years.
You know? I know. That I will. I know my picture graces the walls of the studio, but I'll be there later.
Yes, actually, a couple pictures. Yeah, you're up here, definitely. And, so make a trip. Maybe when you're in Colorado or something, you can come down, you know. It's not that
far. And I'll bring Eva LaRue with me because she's like, I love being in the studio. I'm like, we have a new studio that I haven't even been to yet.
Yeah.
So we'll bring some hot people along the way.
Sounds great, Max. Max Tucci, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it. Always love you. And congratulations on the TV show as well.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much, and happy birthday to your father.
Oh, okay. Thank you. He's been listening. Thanks, Max. Take care.
Have a beautiful day, guys, and continue a great show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, man. You know, when you're a nice guy, you meet a lot of great people. You know, he's got a lot of friends.
Definitely. I think that when you have a certain demeanor and energy and attitude, you attract the same kind of person.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I don't know who I'm attracting, but that's, the jury's still out on that one. Oh, wow. So back to the Apple Watch, I guess. I guess they're going to have to come up with different sizes and stuff and different styles because, you know, you automatically think, okay, a man's watch, but what about the women, you know? So they're showing there's a smaller one, probably for women, and but they're saying this could be a game changer, you know? There's been other smart watches out there, but sometimes it takes a company like Apple to make it legitimate.
Yeah, I've seen one of them. I don't know. Maybe I want to say Samsung. I don't know
Samsung,
why.
Yeah.
I don't know no, why. That, but that's true, if yeah. they have okay.
Yeah.
And it was so annoying. I really? Found it. It wasn't. It was on somebody else, uh-huh. and you just kept seeing it flash and flash.
Really?
And I was like, "This is so like, yeah. it just
too much." Huh?
Yeah. It was really irritating me because it was taking my focus away from what I was supposed to do because I could see this flash in the corner of my eye. So I don't think I'm going to be a big fan.
Yeah.
And one of the ones they're showing here, it looks a lot like the Nike, those like walking bands that take...
yeah, like they your show, pace and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, exactly, how okay. many steps you've taken. So
right.
one of them looks like that.
Oh.
Well, from one of the ones that I just Googled iWatch, so maybe
yeah.
maybe this isn't... Oh, no, it has the Apple sign on it, but it just looks like a plain strip. But,
yeah. But that's probably... You know what it is? Because a lot of people made designs that they thought it was going to look like. So you may...
Right.
That may be what you're seeing. But if you go to like CNN.com or something, they have it there. And they look pretty cool, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. They can have the face of a watch... Because it's all electronic, so,
right.
you know, like a touch screen. So it can look like a regular watch, and then you can press a button, it'll look like the iPhone, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people are going to buy it.
I know. I don't think I will.
No,
I don't think
me
I
either.
Will. I don't need that. You know, my phone does
Way
everything.
Too much.
I've got my phone on me at all times. I don't need another thing like
yeah,
this.
It's way too much to be able to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, people have
I'm
phones.
I'm looking at my watch know? Right now. Like, I don't want to text from this.
I know, and it's so small, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if you have big fingers?
Yeah.
And that'll be a problem.
Yeah, who knows? Apple always figures it out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure nobody ever thought about a screen like a... like the keyboard that comes up, you know, a virtual keyboard
right.
on the phone so you'd be able to type without having a keyboard.
It's true.
Like the BlackBerry or something, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah, I remember when I had a BlackBerry, I was determined not to go to the iPhone, but
yeah.
then I did.
Yeah.
<Of course.
laughs> I know. It's funny because my daughter keeps meandering from the iPhone. She'll get one, a new one, then she's like back to the Android, then again. Now
yeah.
she's like, oh, I want to get back to the iPhone again.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, you know, what can I say? She likes to try new things, I guess. So, you know, we were talking about Joan Rivers' funeral. I guess Howard Stern was talking about it. And they were good friends. You know, she's been on the show quite a bit. And he says he's even been invited to her house several times. So she was like a family friend, you know. And I remember that. I don't listen to him almost at all now. I don't have time. I'm not in the car that much.
Right.
But I remember when... When I did used to listen, they were very good friends, you know. So
yeah.
they're saying he cried like a baby. Or he says he cried like a baby at the funeral.
That's what I've heard a lot of people have
yeah,
said.
Huh?
And I think there's going to be a big uproar if this, with what TMZ just reported. That's
true, huh?
Yeah, I think there's going to be a big uproar with that.
Yeah.
But that sounds right. The fact yeah. that she was having some kind of surgery done in a clinic.
Right.
Just
and they did say from,
right.
Yeah. They did say from the beginning that they were going to investigate them, you know.
Yeah.
Because she did die as a result, or maybe at least while she was there, you know.
Right.
So
yeah, because then, I mean, it was a big, I mean, being transferred from a clinic to a hospital
yeah.
when you're already in cardiac arrest or whatever she was
yeah,
in.
It's kind of too late, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
You need the assistance there and then.
Yeah.
And someone else, I mean, Cher is also, she's bedridden.
Well, what happened to Cher?
Fighting a virus, an acute viral infection. Wow. She's had to postpone. I mean, she's, I think I read 62. But we know with my numbers, I'm not that good because I always seem to get ages wrong. but she's going on another tour. It grossed nearly $55 million from 610,000 fans. But she's had to postpone her concerts that were supposed to be in New York and New Hampshire till October. They were supposed to be this week. But because she's bedridden to try and fight this virus.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty. Did you hear about all these kids that are getting this virus now? And like in Atlanta and I don't know where else, but kids are getting sick from this virus and they haven't figured it out. So I hope we don't have, you know, then that Ebola outbreak in Africa and stuff. It's like, wow, you know, I hope it doesn't get here.
Yeah.
We have enough problems.
There was one headline I saw that says the Ebola outbreaks that you don't know about.
Wow.
But I didn't click on it because I don't really want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know about it.
Yeah, I don't really want to know.
This is funny here. There's a headline for a video on CNN.com, and this is the headline, "Texting Woman Impaled in Buttocks."
Huh.
What does that mean?
I have no idea. What does that mean?
I don't know. I'm not going to watch the video now because often it doesn't even play. But what a headline, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
On CNN?
Yeah, CNN.com. I don't know where it's on some of the other pages, so I don't know if you'll find it on the front page. But, yeah. Do you like U2, the musical group?
I do, yeah.
You do like them? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I feel they're overrated. I don't really like their music.
Really?
You know, a couple of their songs are okay. They
I
got
love
great
With
beat.
Or Without You. It's one of my favorites.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're okay. But so I guess they came out with a surprise album called Songs of Innocence. And it was announced yesterday while Apple was announcing their products, too.
I feel like you shouldn't announce something at the same time as Apple because that's going to get all the attention.
Well, that's true, but
steal their thunder.
But yeah, but maybe it was done. They're saying it was released during Apple's launch event, so I don't know if it was a different location
or
what.
It was on purpose that they,
yeah,
because they would have known about.
But what I'm saying is maybe it was part of the presentation of Apple's presentation. No, I don't know.
I don't know. I doubt it, but maybe.
Yeah, because they said they made it available for free to anyone on iTunes.
Oh, so it was said during the presentation from Apple?
Right, that's what it says. It says during Apple's launch event.
So. Oh, sorry, I just thought you meant at the same time, but at a different location.
I know, that's what I was saying. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know, I'm just guessing.
Right. Huh. I mean, if it's free to download on iTunes, maybe it is.
Yeah, it had to do with
some
Apple.
Some kind of
something.
Deal that they've, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
They're talking about a letter that Joan Rivers wrote to her daughter. Did you see any
no,
of that?
I haven't.
That would be interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's like so funny. And I looked at her new book in the bookstore. It seemed pretty funny.
I bet it's hilarious.
Yeah, so maybe I'll get it just sort of like a
I bet it's a good book.
Yeah. Isn't it weird, you know, when someone creates something and then they die, but it lives on?
Yeah.
You know, like music, movies, books.
I mean, it just shows how much influence and impact you had on people that they still remember you when you've gone.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I know.
I guess Ray Rice, we spoke about it yesterday, but the NFL commissioner has said that he might be able to return to NFL.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So people must be outraged, some of them, huh?
Well, I think because athletes turned villains or athletes that have done something wrong in the past have been able to come
back. That's
true.
So they've always come back.
Exactly. So I think that's where he's coming from. But it's also going to be who is going to pick him up.
Right.
Who's going to sign him. But
and it'll probably take a while, too. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You have to let it cool off a little bit because I remember with Michael Vick, was it, with the dogs, remember?
Right.
He Yeah, he made a comeback.
Yeah.
You know, they. That's one thing about the American people. We're a forgiving people. You mm-hmm. know, we tend to forgive and move on. So that's one special thing I think about us. You
yeah,
know?
Definitely. I watched the video, and it looks like she had hit him.
Well, they kind of, yeah, they yeah. kind of were like going back and forth. They did have an argument.
Gosh.
Yeah, but you don't, you know, you don't hit someone
and
knock them.
Oh, I 100% agree. But I just think, why would this couple get married?
Right.
I mean, they're both hitting each other. It's just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. And they married recently, right?
Yeah.
Because she was a fiance when he did this.
Yeah. And now.
Wow.
The husband wife.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, it was just horrific. Absolutely horrific. I don't know how anyone.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, how can you even look at the guy that does this to you?
Yeah.
You know? And this is someone you share a bed with and
right.
your life with, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So I don't know. I'm not that forgiving towards these guys, you know, because they're just brutes and they're bullies and they abuse the strength and all that stuff,
yeah.
you know? So I don't care if he never plays again. I don't even know him. I don't really care. I probably would never have heard of him if it weren't for this.
Right.
So,
and that's also one of the sad things. Like, he's not one of the best players, and
yeah,
like he's getting all this right now. So much is going on in the actual sport,
right?
But it's a big deal. So,
yeah, I guess
it's a tough situation.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. Let's see. You've heard that what's her name? I mean, Catherine, Princess Catherine, whatever, the
yeah,
Duchess,
Kate.
Kate. They call
pregnant.
Her Catherine here, yeah.
Oh,
but I was looking for the title. It's Duchess of Cambridge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so she's pregnant.
Right.
And she has acute morning sickness. So,
and she got this last time, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's 'cause some women don't get that, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I just think it's so funny. I mean, when the morning that it, like, was released that she was pregnant, everyone on Facebook, oh my god, I'm so happy, da, 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 da. And
it's
I was
like,
thinking,
who cares, right?
Firstly, 90% of you are not English,
right.
So why do you care? And I was just so taken aback, like, why,
yeah.
why are you so happy?
Well, she's an international celebrity, you know, so people, even though she's in England, people care, because it's royalty, you know, I think people are impressed with that.
Yeah,
we
I guess
kind of,
so.
Maybe we wish we had our own royalty here. That's why we have celebrities, you know. They're our royalty.
Right. Yeah. I was just so many. I mean, one person was like, I'm so happy I could cry.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
You're happy because she's pregnant and
right.
you don't know her?
Right.
She's not even in your country? Like, what?
I know. I mean, I don't like when people say, oh, I'm crying or I'm sad or I'm praying and stuff. Because, okay, so it's a celebrity, but you don't know them. They don't know you.
Right.
And you don't really feel that way about them.
Yeah. And like, yeah, she's very well respected in England and very
right.
loved. And she's like the new Princess Diana or whatever.
Yeah, right.
But... No one I knew in England was writing, I'm so happy I'm crying. I just thought it was very strange. And that kind of made me switch off about the whole situation because I was like, I don't want to read all these posts about everyone saying, talking about the
right.
royal baby.
Yeah.
On Twitter, too. It was like, it was insane. Insane. But I am happy for them.
Yeah.
But
it's just, it's amazing how many changes the body goes through when you're pregnant.
Right.
That it makes you sick like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's crazy.
What's amazing is how some women emerge after pregnancy looking so great, you know?
Yeah.
Did you notice that? And I
completely.
Think those are genes, though, right? I mean, you know, you can't, like, I mean, how is it that usually it's like models and actresses and stuff who already have good genes?
Yeah.
You know, they come back and they're like, wow, you know?
I know somebody, she's a producer for one of the reality shows, the contestant shows, and she had a baby about a week and a half before the Emmys, was on the red carpet of the Emmys looking incredible.
Really?
Incredible.
Wow.
I was stunned. She looked beautiful.
That's amazing. I mean, did you ever see a woman during labor? I mean, the last thing you think of is being attractive, you know?
I haven't seen it, but I can only imagine.
Well, if you've seen it in movies and stuff, too, they don't look pretty, you know?
Yeah.
That's why they call it labor. It's hard work, man.
Right.
It really is. So it's amazing to me how some, you know, just have those great bodies afterwards.
Right.
And you go, wow, you know.
It is.
And then with some women, you totally see that they've been pregnant before, you know.
Yeah.
They need a tummy tuck and, mm-hmm. and lipo and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And many women gain a lot of weight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like what, 60 pounds, 50, 60 yeah. pounds they can gain, right?
It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. But then... they can just work it off. I get. I don't know. I don't know how you get rid of all that weight
yeah.
so quickly.
I know.
And do it healthy, because that's what people, they're doing it healthily too.
Oh, really? Like working
yeah.
out and
yeah.
stuff and eating right.
And eating right. And
yeah.
But I guess the weight, I don't know. I guess it's an easier weight to lose than normal weight.
Yeah.
But, well, I don't know. I'm guessing. I don't know.
But no, I mean, she looked great. I mean, Kate looked great after the first baby. She's looking,
right.
I'm sure she's going to look great after this one, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. And finally, I guess the Dallas Cowboys owner, his name is Jerry Jones. He's accused of sex assault.
Yeah.
And by this woman who says he touched her genitals. You know, the thing, she wants over $1 million. And, you know, there we go again. The scary thing is, look, I don't know if he did it or not. Okay, people will find out. But the thing is that what's scary is all a woman has to do is say something,
mm-hmm.
and you're already viewed as guilty.
Yeah.
You know, especially completely. With these things, with the sex crimes and stuff, you know.
Completely. And that's what's so, this is when the media is bad.
Right.
Because one thing that's said is completely escalated, and then this guy is going to have a black cloud over him.
Right. And it's going to ruin his reputation
yeah.
if he didn't do it, or if they can't prove he did it. And, yeah, I mean, a woman can just, you know, if she has some vendetta against you or something, just say something. They'll arrest you first, ask questions later.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's pretty scary to me. So you've got to be careful who you hang out with, you mm-hmm. know? You don't
yeah.
want to be around a woman that would do this
that
to you.
That could do that, yeah.
Right. But you never know.
You don't.
You never know. You know, it's not necessarily a friend or something. Maybe they work together. Not sure.
Yeah.
But they said that the Dallas Cowboys knew about it and covered up the incident. That's what she claims.
Hmm.
This is
see
back
when
in
you start saying things like that, it's like, oh,
yeah,
people covered it up. And
yeah, I know.
That's when it gets sticky.
Yeah, that's like with the Jerry Sandusky thing with the college,
yeah.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
I know a lot of heads are gonna fly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Well, another day went by peacefully, successfully.
Yep.
And we're ready to start the day,
yes.
right?
Yes. Good day ahead.
Remember that. All right, everybody. So you're going to go back for your test today? Or
mm-hmm.
Okay, so
yeah,
you're still with only 4 hours of sleep?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and I have to go. I'm going to Waitrose.
Wow. That'll be tough,
to
huh?
Now. Yeah. Long
yeah.
day, but it's all good.
It's all good. Okay. Well, thank you, Max Tucci, for calling in. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Charlotte,
thank
for
you.
Always being here. And we'll see each other tomorrow.
Bye.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.